take it. Yeah, sometimes, well, you're not supposed to put grease or anything like that on your chain. So I don't know where the grease would be coming from. But anyways, yeah, it's got special oil here to keep the chain from seizing up there, rusting, corroding, whatever. And that's always looking for different ways of getting clean the metal at the same time being, you know, getting that scum off there, that's for sure, when you're driving the bike there on the highway. So you run through a slough or something like that, or a puddle or something. Well, go through a slough, you're in trouble, but a puddle. I can see things getting messy. So I need to clean that all up there and so forth. So it doesn't get on you and your pants and back of your back there and all that sort of thing. So some bikes have fenders, some don't. So ones that don't, you got to be extra cautious. Otherwise, it'll start causing you some issues. For sure. For sure. Good idea there, Pierre. V5 Alpha Lima. V5 RGS. Yeah.
Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa, chiming in.
Are you still there, Randy? V5RJM, good morning to you.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt the call there. Say good morning to Pierre and Randy. Why wouldn't you use graphite there, Pierre? Does graphite not work good for oiling things down, over?
Well, Henry, he has a problem with his bicycle, you know, that the change he needs to clean up because he did quite a bit traveling on the gravel trail. So sometimes it's windy and makes some dust, and so you hit the dust by the front wheel and the dust goes in the back, so the effect, your gear shifts and everything. So that's why he needs that kind of stuff. That stuff I used before for my bicycle a while ago, that's a brake cleaner, and this stuff is strong. And you just spray and back and forth and all the grease and any dust or sand, a very thin sand to clean up everything. And after that, you put any kind of oil. You let it dry and put some W-40 or whatever you want to put on oil on the chain. Back to you.
Yeah, I agree with the brake cleaner. It works well and it cleans well. But I don't think I would put WD-40 on there. There's a lot better lubricant than that. The WD-40 just gathers the dirt and creates another problem. But anyway, that's my thoughts. There is some great lubricants out there. I know Princess Auto has them. They're about $9 a can, but it really works great. Randy, I got a message for you. My pico balloon just beaconed after 405 days. Over.
Yeah, V5RGM returning. Yeah, I agree with you there with lubricant there, Emil there. WD-40 will attract dirt and stuff like that. So you want to use WD-40 if you've got very heavy corrosion on your chain, like very rusted and stuff like that. So I don't think... I don't know what I paid for it, but around $9 sounds kind of right. But now that they're probably a lot more than that. They're probably about $25 or $30 a can. So, but especially for bicycles, and you can buy it at Canadian Tire there. And I don't know if they still have it or not, but that's where I bought mine from, and it works very, very well. It's actually great for, the key is not to use too much, you know, so you basically turn your chain and spray at the same time. When your chain goes the whole loop there, you might as well stop and then work it through the gears. So, that's what I do here anyways, if you got more than one speed of bike. And then for fall time or whatever, I usually put some of this lubricant on as well there, and it stores it over winter. It never corrodes or anything. It's bicycle lubricant, it's called. It's simple. It's good stuff. And it's similar to maybe WD-40 in a way, but it's got some other different lubricants in there as well for long lasting. WD-40 is a short term.
Node 5,
more like
1, 2, 5, 3, 7, timer.
Like that it's really too tight and that sort of thing. You put it on there, and WD-40 works well for that. And there's even better ones out there on the market besides WD-40 now for that. Business on your balloon beaconing there after how many days? You wrote that off a long time ago, I think. So, and now it's beaconed. What the heck? maybe somebody inflated it for you and raised it back up in the air for you there. Email, go ahead.
Yeah, very good. It was, 405 days. Had no hope in hell that it would come back, but even Henry's showed up. We're both ecstatic beyond me, sir. Go ahead.
Have yourself a very good morning there, Emil. Over to you.
cleared up to clean up my change and my gear shift or whatever. But they have no plastic on it, so that's good. And after that, just about what you said, the special oil or a bicycle or whatever. And, yeah, and that's something not cheap. I can't remember. But probably 20 bucks at least. That can or whatever, but they work. You know, you do that before winter, and next spring you're good to go. So no rust at all. Perfect. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm ready to go fishing, Randy, big time. I don't know what happened last night. I was sick. Oh, my God. I have a diarrhea. And that was not fun because, you know, my couch, right? So, no, it was not fun at all. I need to replace some stuff, you know what I mean? Back to you.
Yeah, the 5RJM returning Friday, yeah. Perfect. Perfect, yeah, that's the right way there. And yeah, you're right, it's not cheap, that stuff. So, yeah, I'm ready to go fishing too. but today is yard work. So, Michelle's got a day off today, so I'd imagine she'll be sleeping in for a bit this morning, so probably gets up around 9-10 o'clock our time. Sometimes she sleeps in pretty good there. We were up a little bit late last night too, watching some TV there, so but anyhow, what the heck was I going to say? How's my audio there, Pierre? I know you're always critical on audio, you always give a great report there. How's my audio this morning? Back to you.
That's perfect. 5-5. No, I'm just a little bit crispy, but probably normal. Nothing wrong with you at all. 5-5, no problem. What I'd like to say? Oh, I'm thinking about something yesterday. About VHS radio or whatever. My question is, remember a while ago somebody called the CQ on 2 meters? So tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. I think the one you call the CQ, that's pretty much only for HF, right? Back to you. Or for some reason, can you use it? Can you see CQ in the 2 meters? Back to you.
Yeah, V5 Alpha Lima, V5RJM. Well, thanks for the radio report there. Yeah, you know, we had this conversation. I had this conversation with another guy there because somebody was calling CQ and the other person came on and gave him shit like you wouldn't believe, called him down and everything, and well. We were just surprised, so we kind of went over the rules there at the time. And, kind of, it's an unwritten rule, sort of, you know, for unwritten means that there's nothing saying that you can't say CQ on VHF or UHF. So it's not wrong. He's not doing anything wrong by doing it, but it's kind of an unwritten rule.